Never carry my bags.
Well, I mean, you're already first class. All of you are first class for being here. First class individuals, first class citizens. Thank you again. Go for it.
I would travel as well. Definitely move to Italy, mm-hmm. Florence especially.
Really?
Love Florence.
That's the second time I've heard that this week. Really? Florence?
I just went there for spring break, okay. And I just already missed it, so I want to go back.
Florence is cool.
But I would go there, I would have my house in San Diego with my family, mm-hmm. And then I would like to tour every football stadium in the United States.
Really? Well, what about professions? You guys wouldn't pick up like a different profession?
Charity work. Unlimited budget.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, you wouldn't want to work at all. You said owner.
Be a stockbroker.
You would just
charity work.
Just
charity work.
So you'd be a huge philanthropist.
Living in the dream.
Okay. Yeah, that's
spreading my wealth.
I'm sorry, that's just what was missing. I mean, besides like owning a team, I just didn't hear any like I would work. Like, well,
I'll be Obama's golf buddy.
That'd be
or basketball buddy.
There you go.
You'd be in the press every day. You'd go from reporting the news to being the news. All right.
Okay, mine's actually a combination. Mm-hmm. It's really funny that you guys said that because I would own the Lakers.
Nice.
And then I would go golfing everywhere. So
golf. Golf. You guys are really into golf. I went golfing for the first time a few months ago, and I actually suck at it.
Well, everyone does it first.
I'm the absolute worst. Not something I'd want to keep doing, but it seemed okay.
I feel like this is taunting us because we are journalism majors that we're never going to get to do this.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's
Well, I apologize ahead of time. Well, you could always hit the lotto. Get one of those scratch offs. I guess the only person's left is me. Not that you guys care or anything. But I would be a musician, and I would travel all over the world playing. I don't know who I would play for, but it's just somebody who plays in like packed out arenas, just sold out arenas, just go crazy. I drummed for quite a while in church growing up, middle school. Started in middle school, went from there to playing in jazz band in high school, played for a church all through undergrad, and that was really cool. And you meet some of the best musicians playing in church, and that was just great. So I would love to just go on tour with somebody and just like rock out, just go nuts.
Bring back Jimi Hendrix from the
maybe that would be so amazing. Janelle Monáe actually did a Jimi Hendrix performance on Jimmy Fallon the other night. It sounded pretty good. Did Little Wing and her get yeah, they did Little Wing. You know that jam? She's walking. All right, so I appreciate you all for being here again. That was fun, wasn't it? Think about aspirations, reaching my goals. So the first questions are going to deal with news consumption habits, and then we'll get into the app some. Did anybody take notes on like the content? Like 47%. So and so said this. I'm not going to quiz you guys on that, so I just wanted to let you all know. And neither is Greeley, hopefully. But it'd be something good to know. Who knows what he's going to quiz you guys on next, right? So. First question, where do you all consume the news?
Mainly?
Twitter? Mm-hmm. How do you use Twitter to consume the news?
People that I follow, a lot of news sites mm-hmm. and anchors and such. And so it's mostly, the first thing I do when I wake up is check Twitter, as mm-hmm. pathetic as that is. And so as I scroll through Twitter, I click on the headlines that are tweeted and mm-hmm. read stories. And then from that, I kind of like piggyback to other stories that are on that as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, Twitter, I mean, because normally people will attach links mm-hmm. to their tweets, and mm-hmm. you're limited to 140 characters, so you want to find out more.
Right.
And that could lead you to something else, something else. Something
a good else. Tease can lead you into a good story, right? Yeah. What else? What else you got?
I go to Twitter, and then I turn on the TV if something's very interesting, mm-hmm. something's happening. Like when the Pope was, you know, being announced or whatever, I saw it on Twitter, I'm like, okay. Time to turn on.
I was going crazy.
Yeah.
I literally lost my mind. I'm not Catholic, but I was like, oh my God, there's a new pope. The smoke is rising. That's what I told myself. Where else do you guys go to look for news?
I like to, like, I have apps on my iPad. Mm-hmm. And so the first one I'll hit is CNN and just kind of get like a rundown of what's going on. And then I'll go online and go to a couple different sites and just see what's going on around the world. Mm-hmm.
I meant to ask you, where are you looking at Twitter? Are you on your phone? Are you on a computer?
Mainly phone, but computer too. And then mm-hmm. I have apps on my phone also.
Neat. What about you guys?
I do the same thing. I have my MSNBC app. I look at CNN, and then I'll go on like Columbia Daily Tribune just to like get like local news. Mm-hmm.
So like, you mean like actively like seek out the news?
Or yeah, sure.
Just the morning television.
Morning news on TV. Mm-hmm. What apps do you guys use? I guess the folks that have smartphones or tablets or things on the computer.